insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs. Inshallah, we hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to benefit from the verses of the Holy Quran and gives us the proper understanding. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ فَدَعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ فَادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُخْرِجْ لَنَا مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْ بَقْلِهَا وَقِثَّائِهَا وَفُومِهَا وَعَدَسِهَا وَبَصَلِهَا قَالَ أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٌ اهبطوا مصرا فإن لكم ما سألتم وضربت عليهم الذلة والمسكنة وباءوا بغضب من الله ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير الحق ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون.
We arrived at verse 61, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a series of verses, is reminding the Jewish nation. At that point, the address was going towards the Jewish tribes outside of Medina. And as we repeatedly have said, there's many points that we benefit from as well. But in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding them of the blessings that He has bestowed upon them, the special blessings that have been given to Bani Israel. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ. And when you said, O Moses, we will not put up with one kind of food. فَادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكْ يُخْرِجْ لَنَا مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضِ. So invoke your Lord for us, that He may bring forth for us مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضِ, of that which the earth grows. مِنْ بَقْلِهَا وَقِثَّائِهَا وَفُومِهَا وَعَدَسِهَا وَبَصَلِهَا. Its greens and its cucumbers, its garlic, its lentils, and its onions. What is the context of the verse? The context is, as we said, the verse isn't giving us the historical, these verses are not in a historical order. The historical order was that after leaving Egypt, they were told to enter the Holy Land, Jerusalem, but they would have to fight the people, the corrupt people that were there. There was a holy war, what we would term in Islam as jihad. They were ordered to do so, but they refused to accept the call of the Prophet, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore they were vanished. They were told to leave that city and the blessings of that city, which were great, and to reside in the desert. For 40 years, they were banned from going back to that city. Now, when they were in that desert, a number of things happened. One of the things that happened was that they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness being in that desert. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with clouds that would shelter them from the sunshine. Also, obviously, the desert is not abundant with food, but actually some of the best food was given to them. The birds that were available, according to this translation, the quails, and also a syrup that some say is honey, but in any case, it's a very good, nutritious meal that has been given to them. Now, in that context, they have this food in the desert. Obviously, the desert land is not cultivated. Things don't grow out of the desert land. What the people are given is this special food of the bird meat and also that syrup, which some have said is honey, a special blessing. At this point, this is where this verse comes in. They said to Prophet Moses, "We will not put up with one kind of food." They objected that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them one type of food. So what they said was, "So invoke your Lord for us, that He may bring forth for us of that which the earth grows." Examples that they mentioned are greens, cucumbers, garlic, lentils, and onions. We want that. We want vegetables. We don't want only meat. We don't want this honey, or if it was a different type of syrup, sweet syrup. We don't want only that. We want the vegetables. At this point, the Prophet tells them, قَالْ أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٌ He said, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may be addressing them. In any way, whether it's directly said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or Prophet Musa, this is the command that's given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to their Prophet, to tell them, "Do you seek to replace what is superior with that which is inferior? What are you asking for?" You're asking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of Him giving you the bird meat, the quail meat, that has been made available to you in abundant numbers, and also that the honey that was given to you, you want Him to take that and give you cucumbers and greens and garlic and onions and lentils. If you want that, okay, go down to any town, فَإِنَّ لَكُمْ مَا سَأَلْتُمْ and you will indeed get what you ask for. Now, before getting to the rest of the verse, there are a few points that we need to make use of from this verse and understand. The first thing is the point that is mentioned in reply to them. Are you asking for something that is inferior to be replaced, a replacement to something that was superior that was given to you? Bani Israel, after having disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the command of jihad in the war that they were supposed to fight, they were sent to the desert. They asked for forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them special blessings, which were the clouds and the special food that was given to them. They didn't even deserve to have that much, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them that blessing. Then they turned back in a very rude language. This is one of the other points that I wanted to mention. This is a very rude language. They don't say, "Oh Allah, please give us fruits and vegetables and onions and garlic as well. Thank you for what you've given us." That's not the language that's being used. Very rudely, and the way they approach their prophet with a very rude language, they say, "Ask your Lord." فَادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ For us, okay, invoke your Lord. Ask your Lord. It seems like they haven't believed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their Lord. And they're not asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They come to the Prophet and they don't say, "Oh Prophet, you know, could we please have vegetables as well?" Instead of that, they say, They don't even thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what has been given to them. They come and say, "What is this? We only have one type of food." "Yes, it's meat, whatever. We don't want this. We want onions and garlic and lentils." "Ask your Lord to give us this." A very, very rude language. No thanks. Okay. thanks is not given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they don't say, we ask and we beg our Lord through you, and if you could ask our Lord to please give us some of what is grown from the land and from the earth. They say, no, ask your Lord, in a very rude language. And the other thing is that this meal that was provided for them, that was a miraculous meal. You don't find those quails in abundant numbers in that way that you could easily grab them and, you know, roast them and have a great meal. You don't have that in the desert. And also the syrup that was provided for them, that was given to them in a very miraculous way, and it was a miraculous meal. So that meal compared to onions and garlic and lentils and cucumbers, do the calculations. Which one is more favorable? Which one is better? Sometimes, this is the other point that I wanted to remind us about. Sometimes we do not realize the blessings that we are having, the blessings that we're in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing us on a daily basis. Whatever we have in our life is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to note that, brothers and sisters. We should be thankful for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us. He didn't have to provide anything for us, and yet He's provided so much for us. Sometimes as a test, something is taken away from us, the reason of us being disobedient or doing something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the blessing away from us. When He does give us the blessing, it is because of His mercy, not because of what we have done. So let's realize the blessings that we've been given and not always be pessimistic about things and feel that, no, I don't have anything, everything is in my life is bad. If we have that approach, if that's the way we feel, we're not thankful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will have a miserable life in this life and in the hereafter. The reality of the matter, okay, I'm not trying to say, oh, let's just say, yes, I'm under hardship. I feel like I've been treated like dirt by God. But at the same time, you say, oh God, thank you, because that's how some people thank God. I'm having this trouble. Sometimes you sit around, you know, with some people like, yes, this has happened to me, and this has happened to me, and that's happened to me. And, you know, they're complaining about pretty much everything they have in their life. And then they turn back, but with all of that, thank God, you know, for this. Well, that thank God is worse than cursing God out. Al-ayyadh billah. Okay. That type of thank is like, yes, I'm taking what you're giving me, the hardship, but yet I choose to thank you in a very arrogant manner that, yes, you deserve not to be thanked, but I thank you. That type of language in thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the correct language. So let's notice, think about it, some of the du'as that we have in Sahifa Sajjadiyah, for example. They talk about these blessings. Let's think about it and notice some of the blessings and be thankful to Allah for those blessings so that we will not fall into the trouble and the hardship that Bani Israel fell because of this same issue. Inshallah, the rest of the explanation for this verse will have to be done in another session. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us be thankful and truly notice the blessings that He has given us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ya Qayyum, Ya Qayyum, Ya Qayyum.